Bonjour, my friends. Welcome back. My name is Chris. You're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada, and this is show number 104. So what did you think? Good track to start the show? I thought it was a pretty fantastic track myself. That would have been Two Kings and their track Blue. And from Spotify, we're going to read you their bio. Toronto-based artists Slater Manzo and Red Pharaoh team up as a duo under the artistic project Two Kings. Our project can be best described as an experimental dance phenomenon, drawing on the various realms of electronic music to create songs that resonate with our listeners and push the edge of EDM genre, creating emotion through contrast. We embody our personal journeys as queer producers and our passion for electronic music in everything we make. After several separate successes, our musical collaborations took on personalities of their own, and we quickly realized that this type of dark magic laid outside the style of either of our own individual projects. Thus, Two Kings was born. So, hope you enjoyed that. We've got, I believe, a whole rack of six tracks, might be five tracks, this week, and I'm hoping that you're going to enjoy all of them, because, you know, I wouldn't be playing them if I didn't enjoy them. So, with saying that, let's get back to some music.
C'est pas la nuit qui porte conseil. C'est la tête au repos qui laisse enfin parler le cœur. La plus grande des réponses à la plus sombre des questions, ce sera toujours l'amour. Celui qu'on donne sans rien espérer en retour.
Hey, it's Yannick of the French podcast Euterpia Radio, and you're listening to Chris on Insomnia Radio Canada.
Light the candles on the back porch. Making dinner with the stars tonight. Our friends are coming. They've escaped the race for the night. Air out here feels right. When you move, I love watching. The good bleeds out with you. We we hung those string lights. Yeah, last summer I loved the way they light the path down to the barn. I long to get the good blades out with you. Invite your parents, invite mine too. Our friends from the city, they're all coming through. Yeah, I long to get the good beats out with you.
Get the good beats out with you.
Well, I certainly hope we're bringing the variety this week. So, let's see what we had there. First track was Bourza featuring Amelia P. Bedard. The track was Guérison. And let's see if we can find you some information. Let's start with they're from Montreal, Quebec. Hence the French track, which I thought was pretty fantastic. I don't get nearly enough French tracks. So they write to me, "Hello, Chris. When my daughter Charlotte came up with the visuals for Guérison Home, I never thought the concept would be so relevant to what would be happening today with this virus and self-isolation and the whole world is going through. People are feeling more and more alone in time. It's important not to forget that we can be there for one another." So this track, you can find it over on YouTube, Spotify, and SoundCloud. The inspiration came from the cover of a single. It's a photograph of two actors who are beekeepers in their daily life taking care of their bees together. The action of the photograph suited well with the title of the song Guérison Home, and bees are fundamental for our existence. It was interesting to develop this idea into a moving image. The song talks about healing, being there for one another, trusting ourselves to think with our hearts. We wanted to make a video that reflected the idea of wanting to feel close to other people. It's important not to forget that we can be there for one another and that this will be over at one point. Right? Pretty awesome. Second track there we had was Michael Bernard Fitzgerald, and the track was Good Plates. Michael has a big bio over on Spotify. He is a Canadian singer-songwriter who has collected an audience of fans drawn to the simplest, honest of words and the genuine smile. He's released 4 full-length albums to date and has spent his career since 2006 creating music, touring, developing as a songwriter, and connecting with audiences. He has a unique, innovative ideas coupled with an inherent warmth allow him to engage with the people in a way that always leaves them meaningfully connected. And Michael, I believe, is from Calgary, Alberta. Yes. So we're bouncing all over the country today, bringing you all kinds of different styles of music, and generally just trying to have a great day and connect with you, my listeners. So I don't know where people listen, but there's a poll up over on my Patreon page. So that's patreon.com/IR Canada, and the IR Canada is all one word. And the poll is open to everybody. You don't have to have a Patreon account to participate in the poll. And it just asks about how you listen to the show. Do you have a podcatcher that grabs the RSS feed? Do you go over to Spotify? Do you go over to another music place? Do you come right to the webpage and download it? Do you come to the webpage and stream it on the webpage? I would love to know, because we were doing some revamping and some fantastic things are going on with the site itself, and we hope to have that shareable as soon as possible. but we're not sure how long the changes are going to take. So I want to know how you're listening to the show so we don't eliminate your source of music, right? Awesome stuff. So last show, I said we had a new person join us over on Patreon, and it was Dave from the Bugcast. Well, technically it's Dave and Caroline, just Caroline doesn't have an account. So technically it's the two of them together on one account with just Dave's name listed. So thanks again, guys. Then we had a new one this week. Yay! More Patreons. Love this. Stuart joined us this week over on Patreon. So we are now up to 7 fantastic people over there joining me, helping me on this journey, helping me try to make this more of a at least part-time gig to go along with the I'm still unemployed, can't find work, so help me pay the bills. And I'll produce more fantastic shows on a more regular basis because you're there helping support me. Right. Fantastic stuff, right? Yeah. Yeah, job hunting with COVID is not fun. Tough job market turns into a nearly impossible one. And what people have got to learn to do things differently and have more work from home jobs. That's pretty much all there is to it. So, yeah, welcome to changing times. Yes, changing times. And it is the fall, which means it's harvest season and Halloween will be soon. And we don't know if kids are going to be able to go trick-or-treating or how, you know, candy's going to be given out. And are the parents going to have to, like, Lysol down everything that they can hand to their kids? And, yeah, it means it's harder, much harder. But, you know, where there's a will, there's a way. And if that means that, you know, kids just get to do some sort of drive-by thing like they're doing in Stratford, Ontario this year, then, you know, at least there's something there for them. Because, you know, I think Halloween's a very important time of year for kids where they get to dress up and be what they want and feel supported for that. And yeah, awesome stuff. And, you know, for some cultures, this is the end of their year. The harvest coming in is the end of the season. And, you know, you go through winter and the cold and then up comes spring and rebirth. So maybe we can all hibernate this year and come spring, things will be better. We can all be hopeful, right? Anyways, I think I have rambled at you long enough, and I've got more music for you, so how about we listen to something?
Guitar. Hi, this is Dave from the Bugcast. And when I'm not going around the world stealing place names to use in my own country, I'm listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
Vacant. I don't wanna be this way. I don't wanna be this way for much longer. Waiting. I guess you could say I'm waiting for something liberating to be free. Can I be?
So there you have it, folks. Two more tracks. So first there we had Jacqueline Tucci with her track Fear. She's from Toronto, Ontario. And of course, you can find her on all kinds of fantastic sites like probably Spotify and all that stuff, right? Yeah. Yeah. Da, da. Let me see what I can find out about her because my notes are a little mishmash today. So yes, this music is over on Spotify, SoundCloud, and YouTube. And she says, fears about a time in my life when I felt like I was really searching for something, but I didn't know what it was. The song was born out of those feelings of restlessness and frustration. So hopefully you guys enjoyed that track. Then we had Gareth Inkster, and you can check out his music over on Bandcamp. And I think we had a few other locations for that music too. So he says his new song, Vacant, was written as a knee-jerk response to the really difficult season of my life at the end of the last summer. I lost my appetite, I wasn't sleeping well, and having a really hard time making sense of my situation. It went on for a while too, so much so that I eventually just grew sick of how I was feeling and really wanted it to be over. Sitting at my piano late one afternoon, I sang a demo into my phone and it was pretty slow. After transferring the song to guitar, I realized it had the potential to be a driving, bare-bones, passionate howl. The song promptly took shape. So you can check out more of Gareth's stuff over on Bandcamp, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and, of course, his own personal website. And as always, there will be links in the show notes. I have one more track for you today, and hopefully you will follow some of these musicians. Follow us over on Twitter, as Insomnia Radio Canada does have a Twitter. I don't use it as much as I probably should, but it is IR_Canada. Real simple, real easy. You can check out our Patreon page as well, patreon.com/IRCanada. We're also on Facebook, and of course, check out the Insomnia Radio Canada website, canada.insomniaradio.net, and watch out for changes there as they slowly take shape over the next little while. So, last track. Our last track comes from Heather Valley. She is from Hamilton, Ontario, and she is an Americana singer-songwriter. And you can check out lots of her stuff over on Spotify. And it says, after a star-crossed love affair with an American con man went bad, she left her career as a lawyer to become a musician. She has a natural gift for performing and a formidable singing voice, and as a songwriter and lyricist, the potential just to become a world-class artist, says superstar producer Ron St. Germain. In November 2019, she released her debut album, Desert Message, to critical acclaim, and it was named Best Album of 2019 by Hugo Vogel of altcountry.nl, and the track Ohio River was named Best Song. The album was covered widely, including by Steve Killen... I'm sorry, it's a small font I'm trying to read here. Killinge in the Philadelphia Inquirer, and was featured on CBC in the Key of C and charted number 5 in Canada on Earshot Roots chart. The song Lovejoy was featured by Props BMX documentary Go Fast, Pull Up the Life of the Superstar BMX Rider Jimmy Levine. So, hopefully you guys enjoy this last track of the night, and I will see you next week. Yes, definitely next week. Sorry, my brain just went through the two bumpers I played today. That was Yannick and Dave. And while they were talking about their own individual podcasts, I almost felt like I was advertising for one of their new shows, Tea Earl Grey Hot, an unofficial Star Trek podcast. Yeah, so if you're Star Trek fans, or you're kind of nerdy and you're curious, these guys, with occasional guests on the show, review Star Trek episodes, whether it's past episodes, currently shows that are going. And I think they're just getting into Discovery Season 3. So if you're a Star Trek fan, go check it out. Tea, Earl Grey Hot. It's an unofficial podcast over on the Other Side Network. So if you Google Other Side Network, it'll take you to all their fantastic shows, which include The Bugcast, which I will be listening to tonight after I finish editing the show. So again, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. See you. Nope. You'll listen to me next week. That's how it works. Right. Anyways, I hope you have a great week. And stay safe.
Drove down to Lovejoy, slow death. Took the border at the city of light. Would have done anything that night. Turned on to Moreland. Saw you as I came around. Immersion out of yellow light. You're old. Took me up to your room, gave me gifts you had stolen. Had you catch your crooked smile to look so even. Took me up to your room, gave me gifts you had stolen. How'd you get your crooked smile to look so genuine? ocean. Have you ever been so tired or lonely? Now it makes you exhausted. I felt safe.
Until next time, stay safe, everyone, and remember what Count Rugen said, if you haven't got your health, you haven't got anything. So listen to Tyrone and mask it up, Buttercup.